der der Vlad ist im Amsa. So, was kann ich euch jetzt gesagt? Let's say, kommt er mehr, if the Schlier didn't say, von Nacht an, der Vlad ist im Amsa. So, ist im Amsa mit der Reise, hast du schon, wie sie krass. Wir haben in Madea, so toll, Chachon, ist der Vlad im Amsa. Der Chachon nach Helik, ich hab mehr, der Kleis, der Knast, toll, schon in Madea. But, Chachomim do not go as far to cancel the issue in case of any shino. But a major shino like shino shmei, so that's something major. It's not just like, Malchus in Igenes, or he didn't mention the Malchus. All right, that you could say is a technicality. But shino shmei shmo is not a technicality. It's a major flaw. All right, with the Reis say it's not possible. Because we know that it was written for the white woman. But with the Rabbonon it is possible, and on the Rabbonon level it's not a technicality. You see, Lomar von Nechtu von Nechtam, so even on the Rabbonon level it's a technicality. So the Meir cancels, Chachom don't cancel. But when with the Rabbonon it involves a major flaw, the wrong name, so even the Chachomim passed. So that's why it makes sense to say, Meidim Chachom Rameya. But if we were to assume that in the case of Shino Shmei Yishmo, it's possible with the Raisi, why do you use the Russian Meidim Chachom Rameya? What does it do with Rameya and the Chachom? The Machlokes between Rameya and Chachomim is whether the Chachomim comes or they don't come. But if it's possible with the Raisi, it's not a question of class. So it's a raya that midraya it's not possible. Not according to Chachamim, not according to Rameya. But Rameya has a big chumre. He passes. Kolam shanim magbeya shetor Chachamim, even if it doesn't represent a major flaw, just a technicality, a minor flaw. Even if it's not inherent in the get, it's explaining as they get, he didn't say, before Nacht von Nachtam, there is no intrinsic flaw in the get, not even at the Rabbonim level. Still he cancels. The Chachomim don't cancel for any flaw, any psul, for any omission. But when there is a major flaw inherent in the get, like the wrong name, so then the Chachomim also cancels. But the fact that he uses the Loshen Meidim Chachomim Rameya indicates that even though they are made of his mamzer, but only because nas, not with the rice. That's the pshat that I think is the best pshat that could be said in the case. The grandfather of me, Yeshua, didn't like it because it's a diok, you know. So why doesn't Tesvis spell out all that? You know? That's why he didn't like it. All right, and again, I forgot must listen to it as a Shino Shmei Yishmo, Shino Shmei Yishmo. Mit min olay da ay avlad. Imam Zakir Rabbeya Mash, Rabbanon Lehav, Shino Shmei Yishmo, Rabbanon, we know kat Shino, we know kat Likosti Klau, Mash, Likosti Klau, Kosher Afim, Rabban. In other words, now it makes good sense. So first of all, the fact Thesis is Midaik from the Russian that the Gemara uses, that even when the wrong name is mentioned, it's only possible with Rabbon. Why doesn't, if the Halacha had been that without mentioning the wrong name, but just not mentioning the name, it's also possible with Rabbon, and the Vlad is a Mamza, he should have mentioned the Big Achilish. Or made him Chachom and Rabmeya below his Kirshmei Yushmo. The possible the Teitzel Alad Mamza be a big Achilles. Why doesn't he mention the big Achilles? So it's mashma that even at the Rabbon level, the Teitzel Alad Mamza only when the wrong name was mentioned. That's a major flaw. But if no name is mentioned, so that's not such a major flaw. So then even with the Rabbon, it's not possible. And here the Gemara takes it for granted. Habinon Shmei Yishmo, Shemiro Shemiro. Or Shemiro Shemiro, Desagafore. But Shmei Yishmo means that it's no get me the rice. Mashma Likosli Klau Kosher Afu Rabbon. So now comes the terrace of thesis. So Holes, dal kochochli kosvi kvaler mei apostel mater, do binon she muchach vitechei, shu migares is ishte, uv loi kosvi kvali nuchiach, ala ina riid loi maire bishino shmi mamesh, din kein haver li minkat, loi kosvi kval di apostel mea, did masnissen mea, kid amrin hosom, de haver buset vei, Elo Shino Shmei, in other words, even if we are going to assume that by Shino Shei Shmoi Shmo Mamesh is only Poslan Rabbonon, and by not mentioning the name, so it's not Poslan Ibni Rabbonon, but according to Rameya, so even Kosaf Rishimauch Hashem Igenes, even every technicality, every minor omission, so the Vlad is a Mamza. And here it's Rameya, it's the same Rameya. So he says, Uvloikas veikval eimichiach linari v'lemayr v'shinish mimam zimkin havel men katlikos veikval the apostle Rameya di masnisen Rameya, because our Gemara Rav Yosef quotes the Mishneh in Azerik, and that Mishnah Azerik accords with Rameya. So, he didn't have a negative because they called the apostle Rameya, the master Rameya, and the also in the verse 2, Eloshino Shmei Haine Shikosav. Eloshino Shmei Haine Shikosav Shem Digol Biyure. Now, there is a certain variance here, you see. On one hand, the Goyen changes the Gersay, and instead of a binon shino shmei yishmo, he says hobinon shmei yishmo. But he says in the Dibra Maschel, says hobinon shmei yishmo, like the Goyen skills, not like Rashi's skills. But even according to Rashi, he says we can be gayless binon shino shmei yishmo, but that because the loshen, because Rav Yosef has reference to the Mishnah in Azerik, and there the Mishnah uses Shino Shmei Shmo. Since Teisve the Dibra Maschel is Habinon Shmei Shmo, so you would think that Teisve did not have Rashi's Gersi, but Teisve said the Goyen's Gersi, and Rashi himself mentions that a Gersi. But then the question is, why does Teisve, inside the Teisve, say Alina Ridley Maira Bishino Shmei Mamesh, the Inkei, Havelin Inkat Loikos Vikral, the Apostle Rameya? Oh, no, that has reference to the expression that pay, not here. The expression that pay, here, because Omar Avabe, that pay a medale, Omar Avabe, Omar Avune, Omar Rav, Zudiv Rameya, Avachachomim Avrat Kosha. ומיד עם חכם מרב מאה, שימשינו שמי ושמו, שמירי ושמירו שעבלד ממזה. So, מיד עם, here, it says, שימשינו שמי ושמו. Here, according to all the Gersois, it's not שימשינו שמי ושמו, it's not שימלוי כוסף שמי ושמו, but שימשינו שמי ושמו. According to all the Gersois. So, this is what Tezvis has referenced. ולא יקוסטי כלל אי מחייה אלא נריד לא ימיירה בשינו שמי ממש דמקינה ולמין קטלי קוסטי כלל די פוסל so the Gemara that they should say not here לא יקוסטי כלל די פוסל רמיה דמאס ניסן רמיה כדם רואים לא שם דבר לבוס את וי אלא שינו שמי when the Gemara that they says שינו שמי היינו שקוסף שינגיגול ביהודה והשתה כמה הוכה שפיר הבינון שמי ושמו פילקה the Kolshkin the Bloikos the Klau the Pasl. So in other words, Teisve says, according to Maram's Pshat, which is the only possible Pshat, that from the fact that Rav uses the Loshin, Avo Medim Chachomim Rav Meya, Shin Shino Shmei U Shmei, so is Pasl, Viteitzi Vavad Mamzea, so it's Mashma, that even though Medim Chachomim Rav Meya, but only Rabbanon, but Chachomim also comes in regard to such a major flaw. But only Rabban, but Midraise, Shino Shmo Yishmo, is not possible. Midraise. Allah has come with Chama, Loikos of Shmo Yishmo, certainly not possible. So there, Rav does not have reference to Shino Shmei, so Shino Shmei Shmo of the Baal and the Isha, but Shino Shmei Shmo of Shem the Goyal Beyehuda. In other words, if a Baal has two names, he has two names. Let's say in Goyal he's called, let's say, Ruven, and in Yehuda he's called Ruven. And in Yehuda he's called Yosef. In other words, he has two names. He has Ruven Yosef, but in Goyal they call him by the name Ruven, and in Yehuda they call him by the name Yosef. So, and he wrote the get in Goyal, so he should have written Ruven, but they wrote Yehuda. But Yehuda is also a true name. That kind of a Shino name, so would only be possible with Rabban, when it's not a real Shino name. In other words, it's the wrong name in that particular place, but it is a true name. In Goyal he is called by the name Ruven. In Yehuda he is called by the name of Yosef. And he wrote the get in Goyal, and he mentioned Yosef. But it's a true name, except in that particular place where the get was written, so it wasn't the name is called by. So that's just a psul. That's only psul de rabbana, not psul de raise. But if it's the wrong name, and even if no name is mentioned, then it's possible to raise. Now, so that's the pshat by the Maram in these days. But then the Pnei Yeshua accepts the Maram's pshat. You see, the grandfather, one second please, the grandfather of the Pnei Yeshua, so he says that this Teisves is Miovev and it's Toi Sefer, and in the, he doesn't even want to explain it because it's Toi Sefer. He told me put in certain words, but the Pnei Yeshua explains it. He explains it according to the Maram's pshat, which is a very good pshat, but he has two lishenes in explaining the tesis. Let's go over again now the tesis. Habino shmei yishmo, afal gav de masnis li perik hazeirik, dishino shmei yishmo, moi kmino lei, da hay av laf mamzat rameya, mashma do rabono le hav bishino shmei, el psule de rabono, um ilinokat shino volin, ולינוקת לקוסרי כלל, משמע לקוסרי כלל, כושר אפילו מרבון, הולסת, דל כוח לקוסרי כלל לרמי הפוסט מהתאיר, בבינון שמכיח מתאיך שמגרס הסישתי, ובלוי קוסרי כלל אין מכיח, so the atul shen is the Pnei Yeshua. According to the first lotion in the Pnei Yeshua, so teis vishiti is that Halibi the Rabmeya, who says it is Simekarse, so mainly it has to be Mechiach Meteichai, so if the name is not mentioned, then it's not Mechiach Meteichai. So it's possible with eyes. But Halibi the Rablezer, who says it is Simekarse, so it doesn't have to be Mechiach Meteichai. So then, if a name is not mentioned in the get, it's not possible with eyes, Halibi the Rablezer. Only with Rabbono. There's the first lesson. Second lotion in the Pnei Yeshua says, because the lotion of Teisves is Holese, the alcohol hochle kosvi klaler and me apostle matere, the bino shimichiach mitere, shimigaris is ishde, uvle kosvi klaler in mechiach. So Mele Teisves is mentioning a raya. You cannot prove from dead Gemore, that loy kosav is Hashem klal. So he's only possible in Rabbanon because the Loshon HaGemara by Rav is Umeidim Chachomim L'Rabmeya Shim Shino Shmo Yishmo Shehu Posu V'Av L'Mamza. Since the Gemara uses it, the Maram explains it Umeidim Chachomim L'Rabmeya, so it's a riot, it's only possible in Rabbanon that Midrash is not possible even by Shino Shmo Yishmo, because that Gmishne goes a little bit of Rabmeya, the Gemara. It's Rav himself calls it out because the Mishnah says even in the case of Kosaf Lishim Aruch Hashem Igenes, or Kosaf Lishim Bin Abayis, or Lishim Chom Abayis. So it's also about Mamza. That could only be go to a contra-meya. So it's Remeya who is the more Dishmaitzer that Mishnah. And Remeya holds it in the and according to Remeya, it goes without saying that without Shemes, it's possible to rise because it's not Mucham Teichai. So obviously you have to explain the Gemara there that when the Mishnah says Shino Shmei Shmo, it has reference not to Shino Shmei Shmo Mamesh, but to a case of Hoyosh Lishnei Shemes, Echad Bigol V'Echad B'Yude, and he mentioned in the Get the name that he is called by in Yehude while the Get was written in Gol. But so it wasn't a real misnomer, a real Shinashem, only a minor Shinashem, not a major Shinashem. So, and you have to say that in that Gemara, because that Gemara may, that Gemara discusses it a little bit Remeya, because Remeya is the more despite of that Mishnah. Now, since some may have no raya from that Gemara, that Kosaf Shmei Ushmo, so Kosaf Shmei, Loi Kosaf Shmei Ushmo, so it's Kosha Midraisi, because the Mishnah doesn't even discuss Shinu Shemamesh. The Mishnah only discusses a minor Shinu Hashem, not a real Shinu Hashem. Not a real Shinu Hashem. Because that Mishnah represents the view of Remeya, and the current for Remeya, then it goes without saying that a major Shinu Hashem, or even just a omission of the Shem, so a contra-meya is possible to rise, and that Mishnah is Remeya. So it is obvious that Mishnah goes according, that Mishnah is reference to a minor Shinu Hashem. So we can say that even a libeder blazer, a major Shinu Hashem is possible to rise, and not only a major Shinu Hashem is possible to rise, but even the omission of the name is also possible to rise, not because of Muchamdeche, only a little bit of Remeya you can say Muchamdeche, but a little bit of less or not, but because it's a chisong in Sfiras Dvorim increases. And this is how the Ramban and how Gemara explains why does Rabbi Yosef say V'chiteime leichus dun agdem v'yoyv v'yizuzo v'yisafre mikore hobinon shmei u'shmor shemiro v'shemiro. So why is it possible? So the Ramban says even a little bit of a blazer it's possible in the Reise because of Sfiras Dvorim, Krisis of Sfiras Dvorim. In other words, it gets much spelled out different Krisis. So it must be spelled out explicitly who is the Mizgaresh, who is the Mizgaresh. And if you don't mention names, then no one knows. So then it's, in other words, that's the Roshna Rambam. The Rambam says, in the colorful Chazgeresh, I mentioned it several times. In the Perikal of Mechaz Gerosh Aruch Aleph, in Yisho Mizgaresh Esaro Bichsav Shei Agilo, Uksav Zehu Anikra Get, Vassor Dvorim Inikra Gerosh Min Atero, Veilei, Shal Igari Shei Yisho Bersene, Vishi Igari Bichsav Odo Aracher. Point number 3, Vishi Yie Inyen Aksav, Shei Gerosho Vissiro Mikiyonei. What does it mean in Yaksav? Sfiras Dvorim. There's the crisis of Sfiras Dvorim. There's the Gemara Daf Chof Amud Beis. Sefer L'Sfiras Dvorim Adose. Sefer L'Sfiras Dvorim. In other words, he has to spell out Divrei Krisis. Divrei Krisis. So maybe the name, so the Ramban and the Ritvo and the Ran and our Gemara say, why does Rav Yosef say, since the Get has no name, so then he doesn't have even a Reach HaGet, nothing, even a little bit of a blazer, because it's a chisong Sfiras Dvorim, it's a chisong Krisis, Inyan Aksav Shikiyosha B'Sir Mekiyonei, he doesn't mention the name of the husband, the name of the wife, so no one knows, he looks at the Get, so he doesn't know who is Migarish, who is Migarashis, only he has to see the woman, a particular woman producing the get, then she'll tell him. They don't know. But when you look at it, when it's, you don't know who produces the get, you don't know whom he's dealing with. So then it's not in a ksav shigir shofi, siro mikiyone. So it's a song which says, so the second lashon in the Pnei Yeshua is, the tesis doesn't mean in the first lashon in the Pnei Yeshua. So Pnei Yeshua says, according to tesis, a get without names of the Baal, names of the Isha, is possible with the Raisa, Libet Rabmeya, because it's not Muham Techet. But Libet Rablazar, it's only possible with Rabban. The second lashon in the Pnei Yeshua says, now, that even Alibi the Rablazar, if the get doesn't have the name of the Baal, the name of the Isha, then it's possible with the Raisa. So why does Teisle say, Holese, Dalkoch, Likosvi, Kalaga, Mia, Postma, Teiret, Binshim, Teiret? So the second version of the Isha says, no, that's why Teisle emphasizes, Holese, Dalkoch, Likosvi, Kalaga, Mia, Postma, Teiret. In other words, if you want to be an action, you can argue Alibi the Rablazar. You can be an action. It's all right. If somebody wants to be an action, you know, that certain people like to say, if and stuff. How do I know? Okay. So he can say, even if you want to be an action, you can only argue, I'll leave it a blessing, it's not possible to rise. But no one can argue, I'll leave it a mea, that he get without the name of the Baal, without the name of the Isha, is possible to rise. Because the contra mea, it is to be much there, if he says, it's in the cross. And that Gemara discusses the Mishneh of Rameya. And so how can you say that when Rav says, Medim Chachomim Rameya, Shimshino Shmei Shmo, Posel Vlad Mamza, which is only the Rabbonim with the Rais, it's not Posel. But where is Rameya who is saying everything? And according to Rameya, it goes without saying that without the name mentioned. So then it's Posel with the Rais. So you are forced to say that when the Rav says, when the Mishnah says Shin Shmo Yishmo, it doesn't mean Shin Shmo Yishmo. It means a minor Shin. Let's say if he has two names, Reuven and Yosef, and in Golil is called Reuven ordinarily, in Yehuda is called Yosef ordinarily, and the get was written in Golil, so he should have written the name Reuven, and they wrote the name that he is called by in Yehuda. So it's only a minor shino. So that is only the Rabban. Mashen keini, there is a major shino, or even no shino, just a mission of the name altogether. Then it's possibly the Raise according to everybody. But the Raise is from Rameh. But in Rameh, since we are forced to say that in that mission at least, the Shino doesn't mean a major Shino, but a minor Shino. So may you have no raya that when you omit a name, so then there is no absolut raya. So then it's mistaken to say, even a little bit of a blessing, if you omit a name, so it's a song increases, it's not serious name. That's the second pshat in the Yisha. One second. But the first lashon in the Yisha says, no, keep shooting. He says, the comic taste is, case of shita is that only a little bit of a mea without a name. So then it's possible with Raise. But according to Rabbi Lezer, it's only possible with Rabbi. So that too is. Now the Bes Yosef in the tour, in Ebenezer, Simon Kuf Choftes, just briefly, so he mentions the second lashon in the Pnei Yeshua. And the amazing thing is that Pnei Yeshua knew the Bes Yosef, the Pnei Yeshua. So how is it that the Pnei Yeshua didn't mention that the Bes Yosef in Simen Kuf Choftes explains the Tesves in accordance with the second version of the Pnei Yeshua? Okay, yes.
What's the difference between Mechiach Mitecha and Sefiras Tevarim?
Mechiach Mitecha is only a little bit Ramea, because it is Simekar.
What's the difference in the nature of the Halacha?
Because we pass like Rabbi Lezer. So suppose you have any Messiah, so then it doesn't have to be Muchach there, you see. If you have either Simen or Misere, and according to most Rishayim, even I'll leave it there a blazer, that the Misere Kasa, but the Yersime without the Misere is also kosher, but then the Yersime, it has to be Muchach there. Mashenke, If you have a Yemisira, then you doesn't have to be Mechanteche. Because the Yemisira know.
Rashiva said that if you don't write the names on the get, so then you'll have two problems. A possible problem of Sfiras Dvarim, and according to our
Mechanteche, according to the first shot in the Kli Yeshua, so Tesis doesn't agree with the Ramban. The Ramban Shiti is that when the Gemara, when Rav Yosef says here, Habin on Shmeu Shmo Veleke, implying that the get is possible with the Raisa without names, so it's even a little bit of a blazer. And even if we have a Messiah, but Tesis Shiti is according to the first Lashon of Yeshua, not like the Ramban, that a little bit of a blazer without a name. So the get is not possible with the rice, it's only possible with the rabbon. But a little bit of a mea is possible with the rice, you see. So nafkemine, according to that pshat and tesis, would be, suppose the get has a demisia, so who needs the idachsime? So it doesn't have to be muhammateche. Muhammateche you need only if you have to rely on the idachsime, so then it has to be idachsime. Because the Yechsime don't know a thing about the Baal Nish. If you ask the Yechsime, they wouldn't even know whether the Baal divorced his wife. So the whole Agode is based upon what the Shtar himself testifies. That has to be Mochanteche. If it's not Mochanteche, the Shtar doesn't testify. In other words, let's say if no names are mentioned, but Edim Sire, but the name, no name is that name. So we don't know. So it's not Muhammadiche whether the Mizgareshes is Rochel or Leia or Pile or Zilpe or any woman, you know, it can be one out of a million divorced women, you know. The Shtar doesn't imply anything. But if the Ari Misire and the Misire see that the get that Reuven ben Shimon divorced Leah Bas Binyomi with that get, so they know they didn't miss here. But if they're according to Rameya, the fact that they didn't miss here, no, doesn't mean anything. It's the Idachsime who have to make the star into the star. So the Idachsime have to know. Now the Idachsime are mystical people, you know. They don't know a thing. And they testify without knowing themselves what they testify. The Idachsime testify. There was a Gerushin and everything was Kedasa Gedin, but if you ask them, they're not conscious of it, you know. They don't even know there was Gerushin. They don't have to know. They could know if they happen to be in Sira too. But Eidachsime don't have to be in Sira. Kesin Getli Baala for Pishanish Ime. So, what is the Agode of the Eidachsime? In a mystical way? In other words, so the whole Agode of the Idachsime is inherent in the Shtar. So if the names are mentioned, then the Idachsime testified that Reuven ben Shimon, Yosef ben Shimon, let's say divorced, Leah bas Reuven. Even though they don't know where they divorced, but it's mentioned in the Shtar. And then Leah bas Reuven holds the get, so then the Idachsime become the Agode on the Gerush by Shimon ben Yosef of his wife Leah bas Reuven. So they testify, but they have no names. What do the Idachsime testify? Idachsime don't testify anything consciously. They only testify in the Chaksal in a mystical way, because if they're not conscious of the subject matter of the testimony, because they don't know a thing about the subject matter of the testimony. They only know one thing, that the Baal told them to sign. Whether there was Gerush, not Gerush, they don't know. But still, an unsad. So that means that the Chassime are the Eidim on
everything. So Muchach Mitofo is a Chisar in the Agadah Sefer.
That's right.
But Sfiras Dvarim is that it's not a Maisa Krisis.
That's right.
So why, according to the Pnei Yeshua and the two Lashonos, yeah. One Lashon, according to Rebbe Lazar, hold that it's a Bayah of Sfiras Dvarim, one Lashon hold it's not a Bayah of Sfiras Dvarim. Well, what's
because,
the Machlokes?
The Machlokes is in the Pshat Metesis. Because the Pashtus HaLoshon, if I didn't see the Bes Yosef, if I didn't see the plain Yeshua, I would explain the tasteless. And if I didn't see the Maram, I wouldn't know all the other Pshat and things. But if I saw the Maram, and I didn't see the Bes Yosef, and I didn't see the plain Yeshua, I would explain the tasteless like the first Lashon of Yeshua. Because there's the Pashtus Lashon. Tasteless says, Holese, Dal Kol Chochli Kosvi Klaler and Mea Apostle Mater. So he says, Dal Mea. But the second Lashon, he says, he explains it. No, even in other words, he says, Al Korchoch, you are forced to say, Al Libi the Rameya, that is Postum Midrais. Some Mele, you are forced to say that the Loshin Shino Shmo Yishmo in that Mishneh, in that Pei, in Gittin, doesn't mean Shino Shmo Yishmo Imamesh. Because how could that be only Postum Midrabah? That's the Echison Noch Medech, and that Mishneh is Rameya. So you are forced to say, even if you want to be an action, and say the omission of the names does not involve a Chison interest. Okay, it can be an action. The Arishim will say like that. So Arishim decided to be actioning and to say not like the Ramban, that it's not a Chison, it's wrong when the name is not mentioned. Because after all, once the Isha produces the gift, so everybody knows who the Mizgarash is.
It's an answer.
Yeah, yeah. So even without an image, all right, you can say that. But you cannot say with any cogency of logic that Alibet Rameya without name discussion. Because then it's a Chisson Mochmeya. So, and that Mishnah is Rameya. So you are forced to say, no matter how much an action you want to be, you are forced to say that when the Mishneh uses the Loshon Shino Shmo Yishmo, the Mishneh does not have reference to a real Shino Shmo Yishmo, but the Mishneh has reference to a minor Shino Shmo Yishmo. Two names, one in gold, one in Yehuda, and he mentioned the name that he is called by in Yehuda, he mentioned in gold. So that is only possible. Masha'inkei. You have to say that. If you have to say that Alibet Rameya, you can say that Alibet Rablazar also. And if there is a real Shin Hashem, or even without a Shin Hashem, just an omission of the name, it's also possible that I said because of Christus. But that's not the plain Pshat in the thesis. That's, you know, delving it a little deeper. But if you want to explain it literally, so then Tesis is saying Al Kohoch Halil Rameya.
Only
Rameya.
So according to the Lashon, they hold in the Pnei Yeshua that it's only Rameya.
Yeah.
And therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, it would be no bay of Sfiras Dvar. There wouldn't be a problem of Sfiras Dvar. But
yeah,
the Ramban holds there is a problem of Sfiras Dvar. So what's the machlokas between Tosis? What's the lumdus in the machlokas between
Tosis and Ramban?
Whether or not we should apply
Sfiras Dvar. Yeah, because according to the Ramban, even a little bit of Rabbi Lezer, where there is no Chisong of Muhammad Echai, but so still it's a Chisong in Sfiras Dvarim if the name is not mentioned. Because Sfiras Dvarim, the Rambam says, is she yinyan aksav she girsho v'isirom b'kiyone. And Mimele, so the Ramban says, if the name is not mentioned, so the ksav does not indicate who the Mizgareshes is. That's the Ramban's lomdus. Tesis lomdus is, no, the ksav does indicate, because if the Isha produces a get, so then with the halacha of Shtoris, we know that she is the Mizgareshes. So it is just, so it is indicated in the Ksav. By combining it with the fact that she holds the get, so the Inyan Aksav does indicate she Yosha Bissel. And the Ramban holds, no, Inyan Aksav means that it has to be without recourse to other extraneous facts, like the fact that the Isha holds the get. That's the machlokes. But the Bes Yosef in Simen Kuf Chof Tes explains it like the second Washington Isha. Okay?
That's according to Tesis. So, Tesis Sheet over Tesis Sheet over the Ramban.
Anyway, we can see boy is more is more shamiram is more pirish nearly mishum dechsif sefer krisus vahaine siras vorim siras sipurim or siras vorim. I think it's a mistake here. It says siras vorim. There are many mistakes here because it doesn't have the agoyas by Rabbi Solomon here, you know. So it's siras vorim. Siras vorim vahaine siras vorim shal krisus v'yefshah li sefer krisus beinu ebino elohim kim kosav shmeyu shmo v'shemire v'shemiro. Ah, but v'shemire v'shemiro loved after. So only if the name of the husband and the wife is omitted, then it's a chisong seras dvarim. But if the name of the city is there omitted, then it's not a chisong seras dvarim. V'shemire v'shemiro lav davke. V'yevet avro pi shein shem shemo kein grash. V'yesh leima get posu mid rabonu. Mi v'kol mokei mid rashes v'mid rashes ave. V'rav yesef v'chosh v'klau. ובתייסס מוקמלי קרמיה דאום עלי דחסיני קרס ואי אפשר עם כינוך אחותיכם מגרי של מזגרשס ואין נינוח. So in other words, the Ramban here, in this short Ramban, he mentions three different distinctions. One shita is, and that's his own shita, that without names, even my libid rablezer, so to get this post from the Raisa, because it's a chisong, so it's not. Then another Roshin, he says that without names, it's not possible midiraisa, only possible midirabon. And not only a little bit of a blazer, only possible midirabon. Even a little bit of a mayor says idirsimikarse, it's also possible only midirabon and not midiraisa. Why? Because at that point, we have another machlekes rishayim. Let's say the machlekes between teisves and the other rishayim. Tesis shiti is Tesis and Rashi. Tesis and Rashi and Tesis. Let's say, Ksavshin Yochel is Daif. Ksavshin Yochel is Daif. So according to Tesis, Ksavshin Yochel is Daif. So a libedi Rabbi Lezer, who says Edimisire Kaose, if you have Edimisire and Edimisire know that it wasn't Miss Daif, so then it's kosher. The question is, a libedi Rabbi Meir. Who says it? And if it's iksav shiochel is daif, it is that kind of parchment that you could erase one iksav and write something else, and it will not even be nika. That's iksav shiochel is daif. So according to Rashi, even Alibid Rameya, if there will be Eidim, will testify that luzozo yodo mitechaget, and they saw. True, the sefer wrote the get on processed parchment. So maybe it could easily be falsified. You know, if you write an unprocessed parchment, then you could easily erase and write something else. Like so in other words, you could write one star, and then have Edim sign it, and then after the Edim go away, you could erase the original text and write something else, and nothing could be detected if you write it on unprocessed parchment. So according to Rashi, even a little bit of a mayor, if there's the flame, the machleket between Rashi and Jesus, if the sefer will write star or get, even get an unprocessed parchment, so it's ksav shiochel is daif, but if the idechsime will not move away from the klaf, they'll spend the whole day, you know, while it's being written, they'll be in the business room, you know, and they will not move away, they'll not walk out, and they'll see how the edim sign the get, and then after it is all finished, so they will see. They will be the Misire, and they will see that this get that was not falsified, even though it was written in such a way that it could have been falsified, but they watched and it was not falsified. So then it's kosher. The gam, according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Natan, written the flame, it is possibly the right second time there, because even though we know on the basis of the testimony of the Yechsime that it did not move away from the cloth, till everything was written and signed and delivered, and delivered, so mele the sins, according to the blessed, the chsime have to devour everything, and if it's itself, sheyochel is daif, so the chsime cannot be devoured, unless there is extraneous evidence, as in this case, because they did not move away. That, so in other words, so the Ramban here mentions three pshat. One pshat is the Ramban's own pshat. That when Rav Yosef said it, he meant that without names, it's possible with the raise, not with the Ramban. It's possible with the raise, for raise, the Ma'ilechesh. He doesn't even have a reich again. She would be muteras if after that get was written without names, the husband would die, so then she would be muteras to get married to a king. Doesn't even have a reich again. It's possibly rice, it's nothing. It's a chasbelal. Why? Because of the song of Christus of Sirhazvan. Then he mentions another pshat, no, that neither I say without names, it's not possible. I'll leave it a blesser, and even I'll leave it a mayor, it's not possible. But I'll leave it a mayor, if there's no names, it's not muhach teche. The answer is, according to Rashi and Gittin, it doesn't have to be muhach teche. According to the mayor either, it doesn't have to be muhach teche. Some mail, it's not possible with Rashi. So why is Rav Yosef say the mayor? He says, in other words, we cannot consider as migoreshes midrais. Midrabonon, lichumre, so it's any migoreshes. Because of the midrabonon, it doesn't have shmoyishmo. So then the Ramban rejects that pshat. Because he says, because pashtes haloshim by rabbis, the mailechashlon implies, it's nothing. It's not that it's migoreshes and migoreshes. Then he mentioned the third pshat, and that's the pshat of tasteless according to the first Washington Yeshua. That when Rav Yosef said that the Ma'alechesh law, he meant Alibid Rameya, or even Alibid Rablezer. Maybe in that case there were no idioms here, so we had to rely on the Yachsime. And since we had to rely on the Yachsime, it has to be Mukhafan Teyachai. So he rejects that Pshat too. So what Pshat does he accept? That not because of Mukhafan Teyachai, but because of the song of Jesus. Now we'll see again the Rosh Hashanah. So we'll see the three Pshat. Oboi Shmoi 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 כי אי אפשר לספר כריסט שבין מבינו אלו ככוס שמי ושמו ושמי ושמי יראי לאו דווקא היא עבד אף או פי שאין שמו אפי מגרשת ויש לו עם הדסק אפשר that when Rabbi Yosef said מה אלה חשבים פוסט מרבונו but it doesn't mean any מגרשת כלל some maybe לחום רצה any מגרשת in other words she cannot get married because מרבונו and she's still in ישישיש וכל מגרשת סבא So that he rejects. He says, "V'Rav Yisrael l'chosh l'chal." So in other words, he rejects that. V'Teisus may perik Rameya. So in other words, he mentions the name of Teisus, but like the first lashon of Nei Yeshua, not like the second lashon of Nei Yeshua, and not like the Bes Yosef's pshat in Teisus in Simen Kuf Chotes. V'Teisus may perik Rameya, don't even sing it. I say. ויאף שער עם כימוך המתיך מי מגרש ומי מגרש לבין אלוכי alright so then he said לבין אלוכי then he mentions another pshat which is in accordance with the second chite but he was masik against the chite because according to the chite it would mean that מגרש is ואין מגרש but and So he explains it. V'yeish, v'yimanim shmei shmo shenu yishirei midrabon etzlichem. V'afu b'keim, v'imkosav in cheshishim, v'yeh haget. But when if Shachif Tzomi Tzomi Rabbonon, so why did Rav Yosef say, let him make us wow, the Cholbim Garish, and I did Rabbonon Garish. So, he's patching it up, you know. But it's the same pshat like the second cheetah that Rambam mentioned. Anyway, you see, it is interesting that Rambam mentions in the name of Tesis like the first lashon of Bnei Yeshua, not like the second lashon of Bnei Yeshua, and not like the Bes Yosef in Simin Kuf Kuf Tes. Now, Omar Afchizde, get your kosvei shalei lishmo the heavy roll of kumis lishmo bonuli machlekes rabbiudu verabonon. The Tanya Ari, we went over that Gemara already. Lastly, Tanya Ari shows it's all lichtiv is Hashem, in Schaben lichtiv Yehude, vitov elito bidalet, mavel of kumis umikache, diva rabbiudu, vachachomim imam Hashem in amufra. Omar Ravacha Bayakev, dnum Eloi, ad kan lekam rabbonu osom dibinim zekir vam veyu veleke, avro hoch Eloi, Omar Afchizde yechilne le mifseline le kule aome, le kule gil ire daome, Omar Lehove mai taime, ilayme mishum, ilayme mishum, dixi vi kosav, vi hoche, iu kokos velei, because, so what's the pshat? Because the Mishnah in Bava Basra says that the woman, the Chachamim or Misakei, that the woman has to pay this the sefer. So now the woman, when the sefer writes, he uses his own parchment, his own pen, his own everything, his own diary, his own everything, the sefer. And if the woman pays the sefer, so that means she buys the parchment. So who is titled to the parchment? The woman. The one who pays for the parchment. He owns the parchment. So melee, so the get is possible because the Torah says because of. So it's a halacha that the Baal has to write the get on his parchment, on his paper, not on the paper of his wife. That's a halacha in every shtakiya. So the one, the Baal Ashtar, the one who executes the Shtar, has to write it on his paper, not on the paper of the one to whom the Shtar is given. He is the Baal Ashtar, he executes the Shtar, so he has to write it on his paper. But the woman pays the scrivener's fee, there's a Takonis Chachomim, some melee. So the Isha is tied to the parchment, so the get is possible. So he could pass from that. So it says, no, in other words, since the Chachomim or Misake, that the woman has to pay the sefer's fee, so maybe the Konos Chachomim was that even though the woman pays him, but who gets title to the paper, to the parchment? The husband. Hefka bez nefka. Vela mishim duksi vinosan, vihochal yoiv limide, so in other words, the paper has to be worth at least the pute, and usually the paper is not even worth the pute. So because of that it's possible it's not worth at least the pute, not even the pute. So he says, who says that the innocent implies that it has to be worth each other pute? It doesn't have to be worth it. Shall put it. Teida the shoruch mitam kosla siranoi kosher. The siranoi can do anything with that. It's not worth it. We put it and still is kosher. So it's a raya that he get the paper on which he gets his written. So does not have to be shall put it. So mainly there is no basis in the world to pass like it. Or there is. Not a minion. Okay, alright.
So, you call someone in the next room? Is that a
call? Kufa Shoch Mitam, Kosla Suranoi Kosha, Omar Avasha, Vanana Mithione, Alaola Shel Zais. So it's not worth anything either. I mean, Ola Shel Zais, a leaf. So the Gemara says, Dilmo Shane, Ola Shel Zais, the Chosel is Tarufa. It has some worth, let's say. One leaf is not worth it today. But it can be Mitzura if you have. Five leaves will be worth it for them. But Isura Noye, so even if you have a ton of Isura Noye, it will not be worth it for them. Tanya Rabneya Rimea Kosvei Rabbeimea Kosvei Isura Noye Kosha Nofak Levi Dorsh Mishmei Rebbe V'loi Kolzu Mishmei Rabim V'kolzu Almi Hilchas HaKabbalah. And someday, because of the Rabbanan Kaddish, so I just read a few lines of Gemara. For Rabbanan Kaddish, it's alright. Gufe Shalcha Mitam, but we'll go over it again. Gufe Shalcha Mitam. Koste Yalisura Anoye Kosha. Omar Avashi. Afanan Amit Yoni. Ale ole shel zayis. So ole shel zayis has no worth. It's not worth a pote. So still it's kosher. It doesn't have to be shavet pote. So meili surano is also kosher. So the Gemara says no, it's no ray. Dil mishane ole shel zayis. The chozel is daruf. Because all the shazayis, if you sell one leaf, one olive leaf, you won't get a puter for it. But it's capable of being mitzuret if you sell 100 leaves. So you'll get more than a puter for it. Mashinki nisura noye, so it has no worth even if you are mitzarefet, even if you are to sell a ton of nisura noye, of glacier. So it's worthless. So maybe it's no right from Ole Shel Zayis. Dilu Meshane Ole Shel Zayis, the Chozel is the Rufi. Im Olin Harbe Nishkev Aleyen, Oli Machol Behemo. So in other words, it can be used. One single leaf, not, but together with many other leaves, it can be used, it has worth, but Yisur HaNoi has no worth, even if you get it in bulk, it still has no worth. So it's mashma from this Rashi that Yisur HaNoi has no worth, not even pochas mishavet put. Ole Shel Zayis has a worth, but pochas mishavet put. But Yisur HaNoi has no worth altogether. Has no worth altogether. Now there is a Tesis in Dushan, that involved the Mishnah says in Gdushin that Mvavam Beis Hamikadesh Be'ole Be'klai Akerem B'shir Aniskel V'edla Arufe B'tzipir Nitzire V'isar Nozir U'petach Hameir U'vosa B'cholov V'chul Shemishchat U'ba'azore Eini Mekadesh. So Mikadesh B'shir Anoi is Eini Mekadesh. So Tesis es Sikashe, Tesis es Sikashe, Hamkati Bramas, Hamkadish Bolim Kadeshes, Pirish Livishi Sanoi, Vim Tema, Amayim Kadeshes, Hoshore Leonis in Menu, Shaloi Kidera Hanos, Kidoma Beferi Kol Sho. So it hasn't worked because who will pay money for it? No one. We're not talking about Avayoni, we are talking about people who are heedful of the Surah Torah. So anybody who is not an Avaya and is not going to buy Surah Noe, why should he pay money for it? He can't use it in any way. But there are certain ways how he can use it. Surah Noe. Let's say Klai Akeret. Let's say you have the fruits of Klai Akeret, and if you want, let's say, to use it on your body, you know, not to enjoy it, I mean. But suppose you derive a juice from the Klai HaKerem that is bitter. So it's not enjoyable. So Chilishim Bisakone is allowed, you know, to take a bitter medicine, you know, that is osa bachile, osa banoe, because it's Shalik Da Hanosom. Anyway, You can use it. So people pay for it.
That's only for the sakana.
No, sakana, so you're allowed kedach and also also pukach nefesh is deyach. But a chilish ain't be sakana. Ain't be sakana. So he's allowed to be nenef from Yisuri Anoye shaloi kedach and also. So amayim kedesh yosho lehamis men shaloi kedach and also. Kedon fer kosho v'yeish leima b'kan mayre dilekesh av epute ala kedach and also. So this says, when the Mishnah says that Hamkadosh Bishur Anoye Nim Kadeshes, so it is reference to the case where no one will pay for it because of the possible Anoye Shaloi Kiderach Hanosam. But in Achname, if it is the kind of a payer, let's say not every payer, but in Shaloi Kiderach Hanosam, Shaloi Kiderach Hanosam means either when you take it orally, and it's not enjoyable, it's a bitter medicine, you see. Or if you take, let's say, food and you use it as a compress, I mean, you know, you don't take it orally, but you just, you take it as a compress or to rub your body with it. And it's not a derech to be used in rubbing your body. Let's say alcohol, so it's the derech kol ha'ilam to use in rubbing your body. Rubbing alcohol, is it in cold rubbing alcohol? But suppose it is the kind of a thing that people don't use in rubbing your body. And if you use it, so then it shall make it a hanos. So this kind of anoia is very rare. So if it is the kind of, if somebody is Mekadish and Isha with the Nisure anoia that can be used effectively, Shaloi kideach hanosan, then she's mekudeshes because she gets a hanoi of shevet pute. But the Mishnah does not have reference to such a case. Anyway, and then Teisves gives another terence. B'yesh leima b'chan mayre d'leke shevet pute l'kideach hanosan. Inama yesh leima di mayre shapir d'ike shevet pute. Af shaloi kideach hanosan. So, why isn't she mekudeshes? מכל מוקים כאילו שאיש הסבור שיש לו לאוניס דרך הנאוסון ואין הכים לסומך דייטי ואבי מקחתויס. But suppose he tells the issue, you should know, I am giving a lot of flyer carrot, but you will be able to use it in rubbing your hands, let's say, when you have a rash on the hand. And that is worth a pute. But you will not be able to use it any other way. And she says, fine, as long as I'll be able to use it in rubbing my hands against the rash. So then she is Mekadesh. Anyway, from this taste, from both the Utsumit appears, not like Rashi. Rashi says here that Isur Anoye does not have the worth of pute. Taisa says that Isur Anoye has the worth of pute. Can have a worth of the pute. But yes, that's what Rashi says, Avra Asura, so he says, the chosel is the rufe in Molin Harbelishke Valley, Maiko Behemo, Vafar Davil Lishova Pute, Avra Lisura Anoye Loi. So, Isura Anoye Loi is worth even a pochas Mishova Pute. From this, we see that it's possible by Isura Anoye to be worth not only pochas mishav pote, but to be worth a pote, according to the second teretz. So the reason is why she nukadesh is because isha is samchadaite. But if the isha will say she samchadaite, so then she will be nukadesh. In other words, not like Rashi. From Rashi it appears that by Surah Noye there is no use even for pochas mishav pote. And from Tesis in Dushan we see that by Surah Noye there is a possibility of the use of Shavuot Pute too. So it's nakotze rakotze between the Rashi and the Tesis. All right. I don't know, I mean, it's not very important. I don't think that it's relevant because whether it has a value of a Pute and a Pochas Mepute or no value at all, from this Rashi it appears. So, this Rashi it appears that there is a difference between Ola Shal Zayis, because it's Chozel is Tarufe, so Mumele, even when it's not Mitzuref with other leaves, it has some value, but half a porte, a third of a porte. Since his chosli stagufa with 10 other leaves, to be a porte, so one single leaf is worth at least a tenth of a porte. Mashin kinisura noye does not have a worth even of a tenth of a porte. Even of a tenth of a porte. But still, it is kosher. So there is no nafkimina l'dina between Rashi and Tesis insofar as get is concerned. Insofar as get is concerned, so kosher get al isura noy is kosher. It doesn't make any difference whether it has the worth of a pote or it has the worth of a chotzi pote or it has the worth of it has the worth of nothing. I mean, not even pochas mishal a pote. It's kosher.
Not even a mill.
What is that?
A mill, not even a mill.
Yeah, that's right. So nothing. So get us. But I just wanted to point out that what Rashi says, that Yisur Anoye is not only not worth a whole pote, it's not even worth a fraction of a pote, it's not so perfect. Teisa says that Yisur Anoye could be worth a pote, maybe a salon, maybe 10 slaves, let's say. It can be used shalikidah hanoson in a legal way, al pidin, in a legal way. So then it's worth a lot. But still, by Gdushin, she's not Mikudeshes because loy somchadaite. And if she'll say it somchadaite, inochaname, she'll be Mikudeshes. But as far as Isuri Anoy is concerned, so our Gemara says beferesh, that kosvel asir Anoy kosha. All right. Now, however, it's not such a good of a portion. There's the Yerushalmi in Gdushin, Perek Aleph. Yerushalmi in Gdushin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, or here, the base in Yerushalmi. The second line from the end, base on the Aleph. The second line from the end of the Omid, you see, in our Gemara in Talmud Bavli, I don't know why, there is no Daf Aleph, there is only Daf base. Every Gemara starts with Daf base, not with Daf Aleph. But in Yerushalmi, it starts with a follow-up too. I don't know why. I don't know why. So
Yerushalmi's always in a hurry.
Okay.
I know.
So Yerushalmi,
the base. They're always rushing
to get into it. So the base, Amud Aleph, in the Yerushalmi, the so the last line, Ramad Aleph, Elafil, Enishes Mikadeshes Bishtar. So the Yerushalmi says, Afilu Kosvei Elacheres Elanyo, Vinosnu Arid Mikadeshes. In other words, even if it's worth very little, Elacheres, that's Ishtar Bishtar. Then he says, Kosvo Aldovo Shu Yisar Anoye, Dovo Shu Yisar Anoye. Suppose he writes Ishtar Gdushin on Yisur Anoye. Tomer Reb Chanin, Maise Bo Lifnei Rebbe V'Yomar Harei Ze Megaresh. Now, he starts discussing Ishtar Gdushin, and then he mentions that Rebbe Paskent, she is Megaresh. Rebbe Lezer Omar, Eino Megaresh. So there is a machlekes in regard to to Gerushin, so whether it's Migoreshes or not Migoreshes. So Rebbe says there is Migoreshes, like our Gemara. Of Kufi Sholcho Mitam, and Mitam means Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that the Gemara is reference to Rebbe's memory. So, and Rebbe Lezer, he says that he is not Migoreshes. Omer Abzeire, have a Rabbonim Kligen. Mando Omer Reini Mekudeshes, Eini Migoreshes. Umando Omer Mekudeshes is Migoreshes. In other words, so he says, Rabbeinu says that actually the machlokes between Reb Lezer and Rebbe was in regard to Kedush. So Rebbe said that Kosafta Kedush al Yisur Anoye is Mekudeshes, and Reb Lezer said Einu Mekudeshes. But there is one man Domer who says that the one who says Einu Mekudeshes, Reb Lezer, so Mimele he says Einu Mekudeshes. And the one who says Rebbe that Mekudeshes, so is also Migoreshes. Chavraya Amre Lechumre, in other words, that the Machlekes is only in regard to Shtakdush, Lechumre. If we say Mekudeshes, so it's a Chumre. Because if we say Mekudeshes, she's Mutala Ome. If we say Mekudeshes, she needs a get. She's not Mutala Ome. So, 1 second, please. So then there is a Mandoma who says, Lechumre midrabbonon, in other words, we have to Becheshish. But by Geirashin, it would be Likule. So Likule, no one will say that it's Eino, that she is Mugoreshes Likule. No one will say, because Monefshach, we have to be Mach. That's what Ramandama says. Then, Davgimel de Yerushalmi says, Mauk de Rabbonim de Kisri Mishim Rabbi Yaakov Barachre, Mandu Amma Migoreshes Mikodeshes. In other words, there is no difference. We can't be Mechalik between Geroshin and Yidushin. Monefshach. If we say that she is Migoreshes, so is Mikodeshes. And if we say Einu Migoreshes, some Meile we should say Einu Mekudeshes, because why should we be Machmir? If Midraisa, in other words, on the Raisa level, there couldn't be enough community. Because Midraisa doesn't make any difference. Chumra Likule. And then, by Girash and Gufa, it could be a Chumra too. Because if we say Migoreshes, so suppose the husband who gave her the get died the next day. So then if it's Migoreshes, so she's Asura Likule. Because she became a grusha before she could become an almone. But if we say Eina Migoreshes, so she didn't become a grusha, and then he died, so she's an almone, so he's Meteres. So in other words, you could have a Chumre and a Kula in both. Usually, so by Kedushin, if we say Mekudeshes, it's a Chumre, and by Gerushin, if we say Migoreshes, it's a Kula. But there might be a Chumre and a Kula in both. So Mele, the Chachomim wouldn't be Machmir. So if Midraise it's a good Gerushin, so it should be a good Kedushin. And if Midraise it's not a good Gerushin, so with the Chachomim wouldn't even be Machmir. Ligabi Kedushin. That's the Maskon of Yerushalayim. Rabbonim de Kisrim b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Barachre, Mando Amonu Gereshus Mekudeshes. But not that there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer. There is no machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer. There is no nafkemina between Gerush and Yerush. And there is no machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer. And whenever somebody says Migoreshes, he says Mekudeshes. If he says Mekudeshes, he says Migoreshes. And if somebody says Einu Migoreshes, he says Einu Mekudeshes. And if somebody says Einu Mekudeshes, he'll necessarily say Einu Mekudeshes. In other words, Chacholim are not going to make Chumras here, because you have a Chumra Nikule in either way. So, but, there is no Machleke between Rabbi Lezer and Rebbe and Rebbe Leza. Rebbe, when Rebbe says Mikodeshes and Mugereshes, he is reference to Yisr Anoyim Midivrei. When something is only Osab Anoyim Midirabono, so Midrais is not even Yisr Anoyim, so then it's Mugereshes and Mikodeshes. And when Rebbe Leza says Eino Mugereshes and Eino Mikodeshes, he is reference to Yisr Anoyim Midirais. So then it's Eino Mugereshes and Eino Mikodeshes. That's the maskon of the Yerushalmi. Dav Gimel. Rabbonim dikisrim shim Rabbi Yaakov Barach amandam amigreshes mikodeshes yisur anoye midivreye umandam areine migreshes neile mikodeshes yisur anoye bidva midvarteiro hop yisur anoye midivreye mikodeshes. So, that's the maskon of the Yerushalmi. So, we have a big chiddush in Yerushalmi, which seems to be contrary to our Gemara, because our Gemara says, Shoch mitam, koste al Yisur Anoye kosh. And our Gemara doesn't say, Davki Yisur Anoye de Rabbono. So the Pashtus is, Yidni Yisur Anoye de Reis. And most Rishonim say that according to our Gemara, she's asking you to come out at this Babi Tautum Koma. According to our Gemara, So, a get al Yisur Anoye is kosher, even Yisur Anoye derais. In other words, not like the Yerushalmi. Our Gemara is chelik on the Yerushalmi. Even though the Loshna Gemara is Shoucho Mitam, Tam means Eretz Yisrael, and that should tend to indicate it means the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, that's the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan was Misadeh Talmud Yerushalmi, just as Rav Asher was Misadeh Talmud Bavli, so Rabbi Yochanan many, many years earlier was Misadeh Talmud Yerushalmi, but it's not Rebbe's memory. So Shoch Mitam, somebody else. But then there seems to be still between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, because the Yerushalmi's conclusion is that there is no the machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer. But most Rishonim say that according to our Gemara, so get al Yisur Anoye is kosher, even if it's Yisur Anoye de Raise, b'li shum chashash pikpuk. However, the Rashba in the Tshuves, in Simen Tov Tshuve Tov Resh Beis and Tov Resh Gimel, so he discusses first Shtar Gdushin al Yisur Anoye, whether it's kosher or it's not kosher. And then he says, he mentions the Yerushalmi, the Shtar Gdushin, Yisur Anoye de Rabbonon is kosher, and Yisur Anoye de Raise is possible. He says, some mele and Yisur Anoye de Raise, it's definitely possible, because the Yerushalmi says so beferesh, and we don't have a Gemara in the Bavli Kineget. We have a Gemara in the Bavli Kineget. We only have a Gemara in the Bavli in regard to Get, but in regard to Shtar Gdushin, we don't have. Even though we could say Iska Shabai Litzie, so it's the same aloha, but it's not Mucha. So the Rashba paskens, a Shtar Gdushin al Yisur Anoye de Raise is definitely possible. Definitely possible. How about Get? So then he has a suffix, the Rashba. Tof Resh Beis and Tof Resh Gim. So he says, if it is, maybe, and Get is also possible. Even though our Gemara says, Beferesh, Shoucho Mitam Kosvel Asher Anoye Kosher, but maybe the Shoucho Mitam is reference to Yisur Anoye in the Rabbanon. In other words, not to be mechadish and machleket between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Or Efsha, since, so he says, but Efsha, since our Gemara doesn't limit it to Yisuret Anoim de Rabbanon, so Mele, that means that our Gemara is chelik on Yerushalmi. So Mele, you have to pass like our Gemara. But, so in regard to Get, he has Yisofik Yisur Anoim de Raisi. But in regard to Shtar Gdushin, he says, it's definitely possible because we don't have any machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi in regard to Shtar Gdushin. Anyway, so the Rashboi is a machmir. He has a sophic. He has a sophic that maybe our Gemara is not even chilek on the Yerushalmi. Our Gemara is not even chilek on the Yerushalmi. And that when our Gemara says Shalucho Mitam, Kosve al Yisur Anoi Kosher, it has reference to Yisur Anoi Midivreya. But Yisur Anoi Midivreya says, it's possible. And the Yerushalmi says a beferesh, whatever we say. However, the Rashbo is a yochit. All the other Rishonim paskin, and the Shmuel paskins, the Mechaber, the Ramo, everybody paskins that get al Yisur Anoi, Yisur Anoi, the Rashbo is kosher. How about the Yerushalmi? Because our Gemara is chilek on the Yerushalmi, so maybe we paskin like our Gemara. Now, according to the Yerushalmi, that Kosvei al Yisur Anoi get that was written al Yisur Anoi the Raise is possible with the Raise. Why is it possible with the Raise? Why? Why is it possible with the Raise? How can the Yerushalmi be explained? As a matter of fact, the Xeis asks Ikash, how is Kosvei get al Yisur Anoi kosher? Now the next piece of the Gemara, let's go over. No, that's the previous piece of Gemara. Previous piece of Gemara. Omar Afrizde, Yochina Limifnin, I should have started with this piece of Gemara. Omar Afrizde, Yochina Limifnin, Likule Gita Down. Omar Rove Maitaime, Ilay Nemishm Dirsiv, Vikosav, Vioche Yuko Kasvele, Vidilme Aknuya Aknuya Rabon. So what does Rashi say? Il Kasvele, Niseneska Seifea, כי דאמרינם בגמורה דגת פשוט משום תקונס אגונס. So חכמנו מסעקי, like this, the Baal should pay for the Sefer. נלש מדרייסה, the one who executes the Shtar, he has to pay for the Shtar. Let's say Shtar Alvoye, who pays? Who pays? But is that the Lever, because he is the one who executes the Shtar, he is interested in the Shtar. You know, and Ishtamatone, so the Nesein, by some mele by get midraise, the Baal, he's the one who executes the Shtar, so some mele he should pay. But sometimes when the Baal doesn't have money and so he can pay, and if he doesn't pay cash immediately, the Sefer will not write the get. In the meantime, the ishe might become an agune. Then the Baal might go into the sayam and she'll remain an agune. So because of that, the chachomim were misaking that the ishe should pay the sefer's fee. The ishe should pay the mishum takonis agunis. So, 1 second, please. We went over that Gemara on Sunday. Please, I don't want now. I'm just.
You say she should. She don't have to. She could. It's her option to pay.
There is such a shida sarshem. There is such a shida sarshem that she could, but some rishim says that she has to, because if it's her option, so then there might also be, suppose she doesn't understand. She's stingy, so then she says, no, I don't want to pay. In the meantime, the Baal might decide to go into the Yam, and then she'll remain agune, because not every time so a person knows what is best for him or for her. But there is such a shita sarashenim. The Takonos Chachomim was only that it's a rapsh. But most Rashenim say, no, she hasn't. Okay. So Rav Chisda said, Yochino Muslimin Likuli get it down. Why? Because who pays the Sefer's fee, the Ishe? Now if she pays, so who gets title to the parchment, to the paper, to everything? The Ishe, the one who pays, that's the one who gets it. So maybe it means that when the Baal gives the get to the Ishe, so who has the title to the paper or the parchment on which the get is written? The Ishe. So then it's not good. So he says, my time, I'm going over my time. Ilay me mishim dechsiv. Vikosav, vioche yukokas velei, so Rashi says, yukokas velei, ni so Rashi says, ni senes ra seifer, akdam on bignorat get poshut, mishitakones agunes, vidilma aknuya akne rabbonon. So Rashi says, ha'u zuze medido, vihave kiman dioyev le'iyu, de'efka bez, no'ya efka. So the Baal gets title in the paper and everything. Elo mishum dechsiv inosan, vihochal yoyev mide, dilma nisinas geti, teida dishoruch mitam, kosve alisure anoye ikosha. Now, here, there is, so Rashi says, vinosan bar nisine sheyishove pruti. Sheyishove pruti. So from Rashi's loshnitz mashma, why could we say that all the Gittin, most Gittin, are possible? Because true that it's aknuy rabbonon, but the paper, let's say, if you write on a piece of paper, how much is a single piece of paper worth? Not a pote. It's worth less than a pote. So since the Torah says vinosan, maybe it implies that it has to be worth a pote. In Sina Chshuva, he gives something that is as a chshives. But if he gives something that is worth less than a pote, so it's not kosher. No, so he says no. Vinosan doesn't imply that it has to be worth a pote. Even if it's worth less than a pote, so it's also comes within vinosan. Dilma misine zgeti. So what does Rashi say? Vinosan bar misine sheyishove pote. So no. So he says no. Nisinas geti, so it is a pote. That's how it's mashma from Rashi's pshat. So vinosan, so in other words, so it doesn't have to be shovei pote, even if it's not shovei pote. So it's still vinosan. Teida di shoruch umitam kosfer isoranoi kosha. So in other words, an isoranoi is certainly not worth a pote. So it's a raya that vinosan doesn't imply that it has to be worth a pote. But it doesn't imply that it has to be worth a pote. But does it imply that it has to be worth at least a pachas mishav a pote? Or it implies that it doesn't have to be worth anything, not even a chote pote. So that we can see from the Rashi. Then the Rashi says, Gufe sholcho mitam kosol aseranoi kosher omar Rav Asher v'nanam tiona v'ole shel zayis, and then the Gemara is matchet dil moshane ole shel zayis dechozel istarufe imolin harbel ishkvali in l'maycho daimo v'yafal gav l'shove prute. But it's not as worthless, it's still has more worth than Isur Anoye, because Isur Anoye is Lat Chozel Istarufe, so it's not Shavi even a Pochas Mishavi Pruti. So it's Mashma from Rashi's Pshat that Kosfer Isur, that Isur Anoye is not even worth a Pochas Mishavi Pruti. Has no worth whatsoever. No worth whatsoever. That's how it's Mashma from Rashi's Loshen. It has no worth whatsoever, and still it is kosher, but it's not mukher. And this is how the says is medayik from Rashi, that by get it's kosher even if the paper is not worth anything. Not only it's not worth a shove pote, but it's not worth a fraction of a pote, so it's also kosher. And the raya is from this Rashi, because Rashi says the chozel is tarufi molim har belishke falein or lemaicho behemo ve'afal gavel lishov prute aval isur anoye. Maybe not, because it's not even chozel is tarufi. So the ksei is assumed. So it's not worth anything. It's not worth anything because isur anoye, and this because the ksei was midaik from Rashi's loshen the Ksesus Mutai from Rashi's Lashon, that Yisrael Anoye, there is no bias. There is no bias over Yisrael Anoye. In view of the fact that it's also Banoye, so the bias is Poka. Samemele, if the bias is Poka, so, and this is what Rashi means, Avol Yisrael Anoye Loi, because the Yisrael Anoye, there is no bias whatsoever. I mentioned the Tesis in Kedushin. Tesis in Kedushin is the Kasher, why is even Mikadish be Yisrael Anoye, even Mikodesh is. But she can use the keset, the Yisrael Anoye, let's say, he gives her, let's say, a pound of Tlayakarim fruit, so she can use it for Chile Shemir Sakone, Amiresh, let's say, or something. So take the Teretz, in such a case where the use is worth a puta, she will be Mekodeshes. But the Mishnah is referenced to the case where the use, Shaloi Kedera Hanosa, to be robbed on the hands, is not worth a puta, or because Lisham Chadaiti. So from thesis we see that Suranoye could have worth not only of a pochas mishal pote, even of a pote, it could have a worth maybe of $100 too. But still, she's not mekudeshes because isha v'samchadaiti. So we said that means that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. But according to the Kseis Pshat and Rashi, it's not necessary to say that there is a machlekes, because the Tzeis explains the Rashi, that when Rashi says Avol Yasur Anoye Loi, not that by Yasur Anoye it's not shayach to have a worth of pute. By Yasur Anoye it's also shayach to have worth of pute. Tzeis in Kedushin says, but by Yasur Anoye there is no bailes. So if there is no bailes on the mele, so it's even less choshuv than Ola Shel Zayis, because Ola Shel Zayis, so he has bailes, it's not worth a penny, so it's worth half a penny, but he has bailes, so he writes the get and an Ola that is his. Mashenkin Sura Anoye, even if he could have a worth of $1,000, because of the potential of using it, Shalik Derech Hanoson, but he's not a bailey, some melee, it's like nothing. This is the pshat. So then the question is, Monefshach, if there's no bailes, so why does Teisves say? So why does Teisves ask? Kaddish b'sur anoy in Mekudeshes, but she could have anoy of pute. She could have anoy of pute by using a shaliki derech hanoso, in rubbing, let's say, her body with it. So Teisves says the reason why it's in Kedesh is because the Mishnah does not have reference to such a case, or because the issue is from Chadaiti. But why couldn't Teisves say he has no bailes, and after all the Baal has to give her his kesef, not hefkadike kesef, not hefkadike kesef. So the Kseis and the Amulim says no by Kedushin, so it doesn't make any difference whether he has bailes or he doesn't have bailes, because by Kedushin the halacha is Rikedli Fonai, Srikli Fonai, he's also Mekodesh, because she gets Anoye. So Mele, even though he has no bias on the Yisur Anoye, on the Klai HaKeren, Mele, the Isha cannot acquire bias either. But if she can derive a Anoye of Pute, bias or not bias. So if somebody will give her, let's say, a Kesef less than a Pute, so she cannot enjoy it to the extent of a pote. But here, Yisur Anoye, even though it's mufka bailes, it's mufka bailes, but she can use it and enjoy it as if it had been worth $1,000. She'll use it, let's say, she has a certain condition, and then she'll use it every day for rubbing it, and that will remove the pain. So she would be willing to pay $1,000 in order to get rid of the pain. So what difference does it make whether she has bias or she doesn't have bias? This is how the Ksisachish and the Abne Meluim explains the Rashi. I mean, not that the Ksisachish says everything that I say in this Rashi, but I think this is what the Ksisachish means. You won't find it.